My name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you, or are you calling to get the vaccination?
Well, I was calling to ask about proof of work. If you're a healthcare worker, do you have to prove where you work?
Okay, everyone that calls through that asks that question. I'm pretty sure yes, because, you know, anybody could just go up to the facility and lie and say, hey, I'm a firefighter. I need to get that shot. My advice to you is when you do get that appointment to make sure you have proof. Because, you know, you have some people that are not eligible to get the vaccine because of the age range. But if you're a healthcare provider or any type of career, you do register regarding the age, I would say have that proof with you.
Well, is a good proof, like, would it be a 1099 from your employer?
What are you?
It would be a dental office worker.
If you have any type of ID, for example, my job, we have these IDs with our pictures on it that tells what we do. For instance, something like that, or if you can get your supervisor to have documentation down that you are this and you work for them, then yes, any proof like that.
So your badge or a supervisor?
Yes, basically, yeah, like a badge or anything.
Okay.
A badge would be good. Documentation from your supervisor.
Okay.
You know, I would aware your supervisor. You spoke to me over the hotline. If he or she could give out to employees documentation proof saying that they do work, they're in this career field, and that they automatically qualify for the vaccination.
Okay. Okay. Now, I also wanted to ask about diabetics, and it says for Alabama you have to be type 2, but what if you're type 1?
So those, I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't aware that there were different vaccination shots. I thought it was just one. You know, they don't provide us enough information here to give back out to the customers. I'm going to try to look that up on my computer. Was that on the Alabama Public Health website?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a second. You're trying to see if you're which shot to get?
No. The question is, if I'm type 1 diabetic, can I get a shot, even though the website, it's for type 2 diabetics?
Okay, so that information, any medical reason or health.
Okay.
I would say if you can get in touch with your doctor.
Okay, okay.
And get that information from him or her.
Okay. But if you sign up and you say, I'm a diabetic,
Once you sign up and register for the vaccine, they don't have an option in the computer where they can put in, this person is diabetic, has cancer. They don't have that option in the computer. They just ask your county, first and last name, phone, email, and your age. So the advice I give to the other customers, once they do contact you back for the appointment, please aware the person that's giving you that vaccine of your health issues, you know, kind of ask them questions about that, because when registering, they don't give us that option to put in the computer.
Okay, okay. When I go to the appointment and I've signed up that I'm diabetic, are they going to ask me what proof do you have? Do you have to bring, like, your insulin prescription or?
I'm not sure. They don't. I wish I could tell you guys information,
okay.
But, you know, unfortunately, my job doesn't provide me with the information. Like, I go by a script that I read off of my screen. So,
okay.
Like I tell everybody else, just to be on the safe side, I would have information documentation, proof, you know, just in case, like a job, you all of them know they're going to ask you for your social security number and your ID. You know, I would, you know, have proof of everything just in case they do ask for those things. You never know.
Okay. Okay.
But no, they do not tell us, they do not provide us with information to tell you guys what to bring. You know, no one knows what to bring.
Oh, okay. So you don't have really any info on the questions I ask, except you do know that I need to have some sort of good proof. Like,
yes, I'm pretty sure with that, anybody could just come up to the facility and say,
right,
I'm a firefighter, I need the vaccine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have documentation. You would need proof of that.
Okay. All right. So a letter or some documentation from the doctor or the employer. Okay. Well, that answers it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Glad I was able to help you. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Bye.